Domaney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
You know, we try and spread some holiday cheer this time of year, you know, the week before everybody goes on vacation for school and all that stuff. So why play a War of the Roses where there's anger and hatred towards each other when we could play one that's a little funnier, right?
Yeah, where they actually do love each other.
That's sweet.
We save these for this week especially. Listen to this one, Zoe and Matt. We go nuts and Zoe's like, slow down.
Zoe, you sent us an email saying that you think Matt, your boyfriend, is cheating on you because his house is clean. I don't know what the problem with that is. It sounds like a dream.
We've been dating for like 2.5 years. He lives in an older home in Belmont, but he used to leave his house like super messy. And I'd always like beg him to like clean it, like put his clothes away, whatever. But all of a sudden his house is now like super clean and it smells like a woman, like perfume. And he's definitely not cleaning for me. He's never cleaned for me. And all of a sudden his house is just spotless.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on there.
So if I pick up what you're throwing down, you're saying that maybe he's cleaning his place up because when you meet someone new, you want to show them your best you.
Yeah. Right.
So you're cleaning all, he's cleaning up all the crap in his house, making it nice and clean. Didn't do it for you, but maybe for someone new.
I've never known him to be like a clean freak or to like, his house is literally, I kid you not, so messy.
Yeah.
I beg him to clean it.
Have you confronted him about this?
No, but I just want to like hit him with War of the Roses and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. But what's going to be important is that we find out what he puts on the note if he doesn't send the flowers to you, because that could tell us a lot about the relationship, okay?
Okay.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I want to know.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Matt, please.
Yes, this is him.
Hey, Matt, my name is Katrina. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
Good.
Well, Matt, I'm calling with some great news. We have your name and number here as the winner of our social media tag contest. We're trying to get our names out there, so we asked people to tag their friends in our post, and we randomly selected your tag to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to someone you love.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right.
Okay, so how do I do it?
I'll just get some information from you. First, I just need the person's name.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah, can we make it out to Miss Grace?
To Miss Grace, you said?
Yeah.
And what would you like to put on Miss Grace's card?
Can you just put, thank you for everything. I'm truly grateful for everything you do. I don't know what I would do without you.
Sure, that's a very sweet note.
And Matt, we have Zoe on the other phone line too. She heard everything.
Yeah,
so dude.
You better start talking.
Yeah, you're on the MRL Morning Show. It's called War of the Roses. It's where we bust cheaters. How long have you been dating Miss Grace?
No, guys. Grace is Matt's neighbor, like this older woman. She's okay, Matt. I totally thought you were cheating on me because your house was all of a sudden clean and it smelled like.
Well, how do we know he's not cheating with the neighbor?
Because she's like 88.
Yeah.
I mean, not.
Yeah, Zoe, come on. Seriously.
So then, wait, well, what's going on here? So
you trying to get left in the well?
Matt, yeah. So Matt, Zoe came to us because you've been keeping the house spotless, and she thinks she smells women perfume.
Zoe, you know I love you so much. That's literally Miss Grace's smell. You know she wears a heavy perfume, and I've listened to what you've been asking for, and she's been cleaning the house for me, so...
Oh,
yeah.
Babe, I love you so much. I'm sorry.
Oh, here we are ready to attack him for cheating with Miss Grace.
He's been hiring her as like a maid.
I thought it was a mistress.
Me too.
So did I.
And then I thought, and then she's like, oh, it's just the neighbor. I'm like, and? That's worse.
All right, so you believe him, Zoe, that there's no cheating going on here?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Okay. And by the way, an 88-year-old woman, let her rest a little bit.
Great.
Clean your own house.
She's not even accepting any money, so roses is the least I could do.
All right. Well, do we have everyone's permission if we air this on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
See, they're not all bad.
I love that. I'd forgotten about that. That one we did, I think, over the summer.
Yeah.
And what was so funny about it is I'm thinking Miss Grace is a mistress.
Yeah, I did too.
Me too.
Because that's what all the world the roses are. And we're like, how do you, and then Roy goes, how do you know he's not cheating on you with the neighbor? Let's slow down, Zoe. Maybe we're going to catch some.
Yeah.
She's 88.
Well, maybe he's into that sort of thing.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.